Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory to God. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to be with you once again. Amen. Just wanted to come forth today to give you some scriptures as we go forth in our next Plumb Line lesson. Amen. That will be coming up next week, Plumb Line 6. Today, we're going to read some scriptures regarding the Sabbath, because our next commandment that we're taking a look at is about the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Glory to God. This is the only day in Scripture that Yahweh has hallowed, that he has made holy. Amen. And we want to take a closer look at it. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you all of the praise and the honor and the glory, recognizing, Lord God, that all of the glory belongs to you. You are the creator of all things. You are the true and the living God. You are our living hope. You are almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, oh God. And we honor you on today, Lord God. We give you glorious, especially, Lord God, on this day that you have hallowed, amen, that we might be able to rest our bodies, amen, and that we might be ignited in our spirits, in our relationships, and in intimacy with you. We give you glory and honor, oh God. Almighty God of heaven, we glorify your name as we come into your presence, Lord God. Bless, Lord God, as we read scripture on today. We come in your presence, Lord God, to read your word and that you have written in scripture about the Sabbath day. Amen. And we ask you, Lord God, to bless us as we go forth. Open our minds and open our spirits, Lord, to receive of your word and even to unlearn those things, Lord God, that we learned incorrectly, that was falsely taught, Lord God, that was taught of false teachers and false prophets, and even of those, Lord God, who were well-meaning and just didn't understand. And we took the learning that we received, Lord God, and we understand as we grow that some of the things that we have found out are just not true. And we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace toward all of them, even toward our teachers, Lord, because many of them were great men and women of God, loved you with all of their hearts and their minds and all of their souls, and just got it wrong. And we thank you, Lord God, that you now bring correction, amen, that you have given us the ability to see past the tricks and the snares of the enemy, and even past the things that just are not proper, oh Lord God. But we're asking, Lord God, that you detoxify us of those things that are not true, that those things that are not honorable, and that you give us, Lord God, discernment from your spirit directly from the throne of God. Allow us to be able to discern, Lord God, what is right and what is not right, what is correct and what is incorrect, Lord God, according to your word. This is your word, Lord God. And it should have been written as oracles, but many of the translations are incorrect, which is why we got incorrect understanding. But, Father, we give you glory even now, Lord, that you would open up our eyes and our ears that we might hear. And let it, even as your word does say, amen, everyone that has an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking even in this hour. In the mighty name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Always. Amen. Because he is our Lord and our Savior. He's our keeper and he's our provider. He is the source of everything living. He is the source of all things, and we glorify his name. Everything we have, it is because of the Lord. Every talent, every ability, every gifting, every anointing, it is God. Amen. We can't take accolades for things that we didn't give ourselves. We didn't give ourselves anything. Amen. It was all given by the Lord, and we give him honor, and we give him glory on today. God bless each and every one of you. Amen, and welcome. Thank you for joining me for the reading of the word today. In our series, our next topic is the Sabbath. So today we will see what Scripture says about this day that Yahweh has hallowed. Amen. And I'm going to just begin with the reading because we do have a bit of reading to do. Amen. So please bear with me. Hopefully you have your Bibles in front of me so that you can read along. I am reading from the Amplified version of the Bible on today. Okay. All right. Let me go to the top here. All right. I'm reading from Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3. So the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts, inhabitants. And by the seventh day, God completed his work, which he had done. And he rested, ceased on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it as his own, that is, set it apart as holy other days, because in it he rested from all his work, which he had created and done. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember the seventh day to keep it holy, set apart, dedicated to God. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath, a day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, you shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the temporary resident foreigner who stays within your city gates. For in the 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy, that is, set it apart for his purposes. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. If you turn back your foot from unnecessary travel on the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a spiritual delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, and honor it, not going your own way, or engaging in your own pleasure, or speaking your own idle words, then you will take pleasure in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the promised heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 8. This is what the Lord says. Maintain justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is soon to come, and my righteousness and justice is soon to be revealed. Blessed, happy, fortunate is the man who does this, and the son of man who takes hold of it, who keeps the Sabbath without profaning it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Do not let the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, the Lord will most certainly separate me from his people. And do not let the eunuch say, look, I am a dry tree. This is what the Lord says to the eunuch who keeps my Sabbaths and chooses what pleases me and holds firmly to my covenant. To them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name which will not be cut off. Also the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to the minister, to him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath without profaning it and holds fast to my covenant by conscious obedience. All these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted by my altar, on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. The Lord God, who gathers the dispersed of Israel, declares, I will gather yet others to them, Israel, to those already gathered. Acts 17 and 2. And Paul entered the synagogue, as was Sabbath. He engaged in discussion and friendly debate with them from the scriptures. Acts 18 and 4. And he reasoned and debated in the synagogue every Sabbath, trying to persuade the Jews and Greeks. Acts 18 and 11. So he settled there for a year and 6 months, teaching them the word of God concerning eternal salvation through faith in Christ. Luke 4 and 16. So he came to Nazareth, where he had brought up, and as was his custom, synagogue on the Sabbath, and stood up to read. Mark 2, 27 and 28. Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath, and he has authority over it. Matthew 12, verses 10 through 12. A man was there whose hand was withered, and they asked Jesus, is it lawful and permissible to heal on the Sabbath? They asked this so that they might accuse him and bring charges into court. But he said to them, what man is there among you who, if he has only one sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful and permissible to do good on the Sabbath. Hebrews 4, 1 through 11. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still remains and is freely offered today, let us fear, in case any one of you may seem to come short of reaching it or think he has come too late. For indeed, we have had the good news of salvation preached to us, just as the Israelites also, when the good news of the promised land came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them, because it was not united with faith in God by those who heard. For we who believe, that is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter that rest. So we have his inner peace now, because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power, just as he has said, as I swore an oath in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. This he said, although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe. For somewhere in Scripture, he has said this about the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works, and again in this, they shall not enter my rest. Remains for some to enter his rest, and those who formerly had the good news preached to them failed to grasp it and did not enter because of their unbelief, evidenced by disobedience. He again sets a definite day, a new today, providing another opportunity to enter that rest by saying through David, after so long a time, just as has been said before in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. This mention of a rest was not a reference to their entering into Canaan. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not speak about another day of opportunity after that. So there remains a full and complete Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has once entered his rest has also rested from the weariness and pain of his human labors, just as God rested from those labors uniquely his own. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, so that no one will fall by following the same example of disobedience as those who died in the wilderness. Genesis 1, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Genesis 1, 13 and 14. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. Then God said, let there be light bearers, sun, moon, stars, in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be useful for signs, tokens of God's provident care, and for marking seasons, days, and years. Nehemiah 13 and 19. Now when it began to get dark at the gates of Jerusalem before Sabbath began, I commanded that the doors be shut and not be opened until after Sabbath. Then I stationed some of my servants at the gates so that no load of merchandise would enter Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. I have read and you have heard scripture regarding the Sabbath. Glory to God. Amen. May the Lord, God himself, add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. We give glory, honor, and praise unto the Lord God himself on today. We honor him in all that we do. We glorify his name, and we know that the words of his mouth, they are true. Amen. The word of God tells us in this commandment to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Amen. And we study these things so that we might understand the words that were spoken by the Lord himself. So prayerfully we go forward even after reading these words. Amen. And we're going to begin either Wednesday or Thursday. We'll have our plumb line number 6, and we'll look at this more carefully, and we'll even look at the saying, the greeting that we give one another on the Sabbath, which is Shabbat Shalom. Amen. I found an interesting article that I'd like to share with you regarding that. Amen. It's one that I use to teach about the Sabbath and why we do the things that we do and why we have the understanding that we have. We give glory and honor and praise unto the Lord, even as we end on today. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Blessings.